you know.
Like what?
Yeah. You just have, you know, you have a car, a ride.
Yeah.
You know, that's in this area.
Automobile,
yeah. You know what I'm saying, like that.
So you usually, do people around here say automobile much, or just car?
Right. It's most of the things, yes.
Okay. What about if my car started squeaking and just making a lot of noise, I might go into a filling station and tell them to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Lubricate it.
Mm-hmm. And what does he use to lubricate it?
Gone. Lubricated gone.
And the stuff that comes out is the...
grease.
The grease. And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Mm-hmm. And talking about being at a service station, while I'm there, I might tell them to open up the hood and check the oil. Okay, what do you call, talking about that, what do you call that stuff that people used to burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Have you ever heard kerosene called anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call it coal oil? Haven't heard it called that. Okay. What would you call a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that you might make out of a bottle and some kerosene and some rag, you know, for the wick? Mm-hmm. You ever seen anything like that or heard of anything like that?
Well, I've heard of it. You know, I've heard of something like that.
Can't remember what it was called in particular.
Nah, I don't know, like that. Just time putting in the bottle.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Have you ever heard people talk about a flambeau?
Flambeau, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Nah, I don't know that. You know.
You just heard the word.
I just heard it, you know, nothing familiar with it.
Okay. What do you call the inside of the tire of a car? It's the inner what?
The what?
The inside of a tire.
Inner tube.
The inner tube of a car, okay. And what about if you've just bought a boat or you've just built a boat and you want to check it out? Mm-hmm. What do you call the process of putting that in the water? You say you're going to what? The boat?
You like put it on a frame or something,
yeah,
a chaff, and
push it off the
frame
into the water. You say you're doing what to the boat? You gotta...
Gonna rail it. Yeah, absolutely. Rail.
Okay.
You rail the boat in.
Okay. You ever heard people talk about they're going to launch the boat?
Oh yeah, launch the boat. That's, you know, same thing as rail, but you know.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about a small boat, the rail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you would launch that. Well, it's still the same, you know, launch the rail, because I know that time we used to take boats in, mm-hmm, that, you know, Nigel was that we would rail it in because they had it dried up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming down, you had some rail tracks on, and you and
yeah,
put it so far out there, and then
yeah,
it was off the rail. They had
okay
to launch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That's interesting. What do you call these small boats that people use in, you know, ponds and lakes around here? They use oars to get around. You say they have a what kind of boat? What kind of boat do you call that you have to use oars with?
You call that one of the, I prefer it as a power boat.
Powerboat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people call that rowboat?
Rowboat, power boat, mm-hmm, rowboat, things like
okay
that. Mm-hmm.
What about those paddle boats or rowboats? What, is the bottom flat or rounded or what? Usually.
It's not. Some of your rowboats, yeah, you could say they're flat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones you own, yeah.
Are the ends
flat
of it flat?
Hmm.
Are both ends of it, the front and back, are they usually flat?
Well, on a rowboat, yeah, I would say it's flat. Yeah, the bottom flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. If a woman's going to town to buy a dress of a particular color, you know, in order that she gets the correct color, in order that she matches the color, she might take a little